What about us all going part-time after we reach 40? There's this research out that says workers aged over 40 perform at their best if they only work 3 days a week. We have quite a few in here that work 2 and 3 days a week. They get paid for five, but they work 2 or 3 days. The journalist Steve Horan and the blogger Alan Maben is with us. Good morning to you, Alan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Steve, good morning. What do you think, Alan?
Good morning.
I think it's a fairly sensible idea if you can make it work. I realised that age 42, I'd spent 21 years working for the same employer, a good employer. But actually, I was more stressed. The kind of projects I was working on were kind of taking it out of me. And actually, it would be sensible not to kill yourself, but actually to take a bit more time. So I went down to 4 days at that stage. And then actually I left at the end of August and went freelance. And it's a way of kind of getting a bit more space into your life, being able to kind of prioritise the things you really think you should be doing versus the things that just you have to do.
Yeah, but it's well for you. You're able to do it because you have the money. Not very many other people can.
Very fortunate. I mean, there's a research story that's kind of been going around the papers and the BBC over the last couple of days, which kind of says that when they started to measure people who were 40 and over, that their cognitive ability, their ability to kind of do tasks, was higher if they started to work less. So their kind of work dropped off and their age went. And this is good news for us, Stephen, if we are well into our 40s.
I reckon people change fundamentally when they get to 40. What am I basing that on? No research whatsoever. Me. I'm basing it just on me. I am changing radically. They couldn't have kept me out of this place, out of the BBC, where I've worked for the last 11, 12 years, until recently. And I'm starting to think to myself, I might slow down. I might give one of the jobs up. I might only work 3 or 4 days a week. I'm starting to think around this territory too. And maybe it just hits you at 40. I don't know. Niamh Horan, what's your view?
I think it's the most bizarre study I've ever heard. I mean, why did these researchers only look at over 40s? Why didn't they see across the board 20s, 30s? Do people work more efficiently for a part-time week? I'd love to know the age of the researchers. Are they doing something to fit in, as you were saying, with their own kind of experiences or their own needs? But I'd say as well, like, look, the older you get, the general rule of thumb is that the more responsibility you have in work, the higher paid you are, the bigger the job. And you're telling me the 3 or 4 day week and cut it down while all the little minions underneath do all the hard work? And that's the problem in a lot of industries and workplaces as well. They get all these people in their 20s. They get them to slog around the clock with unsociable hours, and then they are paid less. And then, you know, as you rise up the ladder, do you feel that you can take the foot off the pedal? Not at all. I think more responsibility, more experience. And I will say as well, as you know, you're talking about ability. I know people who have retired. It doesn't mean that they can't do the work. They've retired and they can't do voluntary work for charities. They don't want them because they're over 65, they're too old. And I think that it's disgraceful. I think that we look at people and we see their age and we go, God, you know, it's time for them
but
to
that's,
rest.
That's actually nearly a different argument, isn't it? That's about ageism for people who want the work. What we're talking about here is in an ideal situation, Niamh, how many days a week would you work? There's some people that would say none. That wouldn't work for me because I actually need work to shape my life, you know, to give me a, that's maybe a sad thing to say, but I do. It gives me a structure. It gives me a time and a reason to get up in the morning. But if I were to call it now, I think I can't believe I'm saying this because this is a new me. I think if I was working 3 days a week, that would be enough for me now.
Isn't this about choices, Stephen? Isn't this about actually being able to decide what you want to do with your time? To say that some things are worth getting paid for, and I think to kind of address some of the points there, you know, it is possible as you kind of go up the ladder to do more in less time, and it is possible to take a day off and actually keep yourself, you know, away from it. So you can kind of get around that. And a good employer can help you with that.
I'm very aware that this conversation is going to be winding some people up, Niamh, who, you know, they're having to work, maybe taxi drivers, etc. They're having to work 6 or 7 days a week in order just to pay the basic bills. And, you know, this is fantasy land to some of those people, Niamh.
Absolutely. And you see, some people have two jobs as well to keep going. And you have to remember as well, look, you're talking about different industries, right? So maybe a 3 or 4 day week might work for some people if you're an accountant or the 9 to 5 job and it's very straightforward. Lots of people have to network outside their job. Lots of people have to meet people and kind of, you know, do deals over lunch or whatever. And you're telling me that stress stops when you come home just because you work a 4 day week. I find I often think about work. I often get stressed out and I'm thinking of, you know, next week and what's the next task when I go home. It just doesn't mean because I have less of a, so I work 4 days a week and I find sometimes it builds into 5. It doesn't mean that, you know what I mean, that it stays down with 4.
So what?
It's a lot more sometimes. Yeah.
So what, Alan Mavan, did you prioritise when you cut out work? Like, what did you start doing? What was up at the top of your list?
Well, I suppose for me, blogging has been the out-of-control hobby for a long time.
Blogging, for goodness sake, that's hardly exciting.
Yeah, but it takes your time. It's interesting that you get to meet people, you get to think different ideas outside your kind of normal industry that you work in.
So you're talking about going to Northern Ireland political party conferences as a hobby?
Well, you certainly don't get paid for doing it. Maybe it's a kind of care and opportunity for kind of stressed IT people. But I took Thursdays off and I attended conferences. I kind of tried out other things on Thursdays as a way of doing that. And actually, at the moment, every day has become a Thursday when I went kind of self-employed. Mm. And the kind of perverse nature of this is that having kind of dropped my hours, I'm probably working much longer. I'm probably working 6 or 7 days a week really now, trying to figure out what it is from a self-employed point of view, that it's going to be worthwhile and profitable too.
Let me ask you all this morning, listening to the programme today, and maybe you can call me in this, 0303 80 55 55. If you could get rid of work, what would you do? What would you replace it with? What's your dream? So just imagine at the minute if you had, I don't know, a 6 month, a 12 month career break, what would you do with it? Would you travel the world? Is there a particular country you'd want to go to? Is there an alternative career? Just if you had that freedom. I actually talked to a guy, what was it? It was about 6 months ago on Five Live. And he was on a lot of dough. He climbed the ladder. He was in a big job. And he just thought, that's it. I only live once. I'm going into something completely different. Now, Niamh, that takes guts. And you know, very few of us can do it. Never mind the money. Very few of us can do it because it takes real guts or else insanity to do that, because it might not work out and you've thrown everything away you've built up all your life, Niamh.
Absolutely, yeah, it's fear. But you know, I suppose if you have had a very successful career and you've put everything into it, and look at Conor McGregor yesterday, shocked everybody, saying he was retiring. What age is he? He's only in his maybe early 30s.
Conor McGregor is the UFC star. He tweeted that was it. He was going to retire young. I'm still not sure, and who knows, is that a promotion? Is he winding us up, or is that for real? I don't know.
Who knows? He could get a lot of money to come out of retirement as well. If only we could all be like that. But no, I see your point. I think a lot of people have their list that they want to do. Travel the world. They want to do different things they absolutely love and enjoy. There's a great video online, and it's by a philosopher who says, if money was no object tomorrow morning, what would you do? And his point was, that's what you should be doing, because you spend so much of your day dedicated to your job that you're literally going to be working your whole life at something you don't enjoy. It's meaningless, you know, to pay for a home that you're never there, for a mortgage, for kids you never see who are in the creche. It's all kind of, you know, all wretch and no vomit, is what he was saying.
Dee in Kildress. Morning, Dee.
Hiya. Right, Stephen, I'm really angry with you this morning. I've been on the motorway all morning. And for the first time today that you've angered me all morning since I've listened to you.
What have I done?
Right, what have you done? The way you've been talking, the way you've been coming across. Now, this word that I want to get across. You called the BBC, what was it, ding-bangers or whatever it was you said?
No, I didn't call the BBC ding-bats.
What did you call them?
I was not talking about the BBC.
What were you talking? Who pays you? What did you say when you said the BBC called?
I did not talk about the BBC.
Okay, so they paid you for 11 years, right?
Yes.
For the last 3-4 years that you haven't been really caring about being in a black safe house because you don't like Bedford Street, whatever. Anyway, we won't get into that. Well, the biggest country show in the land is a Stephen Nolan show, which is brilliant with the public. At the end of the day, Stephen, it's us and the BBC that has put the money in your pocket. So now you're talking about a hot tub with Vinnie Jones walking around the speedos. Then you're talking about...
Vinnie Jones was not... I tell you what, there's something getting
into
that.
I'll tell you what, Stephen, without us and without the BBC, you wouldn't be sat where you're sat, so don't moan about it.
There's something getting into that.
Like it.
There's something getting into the window of that car to you.
There's some, don't, Stephen, don't patronise me, right? If you don't like it, walk out. If you don't like your job, if you don't like it, you want to go part-time.
We like
you're
you.
And you're doing the rest of it, then get your heart up and retire because you've got enough money to do it.
I like this woman. I like you.
Yeah, well, don't moan about it, Stephen, because you've all, since 8:30 this morning, I'm waiting for you to get on the radio, and you have had my blood pressure all morning.
What did I say that sent you over the edge?
Right, what said...
This woman's on fire.
Exactly what you said. Shall I tell you what you said?
This woman's on fire. I like this woman. A relation of...
Let Dee
finish. Is this woman a relation of Linda McCauley?
No, she's not.
No, it's not, Stephen. I'm a member of the public and I've got nothing to do with politics. Member of the joke...
Linda McCauley presents Rhea Ulster.
Dee, you tell him what you think. Tell him what you think now. We'll come up to the news quickly.
I think we should cut this woman off very quickly.
Stephen, get a grip of yourself, OK?
Yes.
Radio listeners listening to you. BBC, pay your wages. To them, and if you don't like it, walk away. As much as we like you, as much as I don't want to like you, but I do because you're a pain in the arse. But Stephen, get a grip of your life, will you?
Here. What about
hold
the rat?
Hold on a second.
What about the rat, Dorothy?
Right, and the rat, and then you turn, and what is it? Oh, a rat coming up the toilet to bite the bum, and then you're going on about Vinnie wearing Speedo. You know what? Mental health, homelessness, poverty, then bloody politicians being a bunch of waste of time.
And I like this
up,
woman.
Not talking about a rat coming up the toilet and biting your bum. Stephen, get a life.
Thank you, Dee.
Never ever let that woman on this.
Anytime you want, Dee. Anytime.
Banner!